When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Jewel Says. Thank you so much for joining me today. All opinions and perspectives expressed on Jewel Says are mine. Sometimes they're not very well articulated, I admit it. But even so, there are people who seem determined to misunderstand or project malicious intent where none exists. None of us have any control over how someone else misinterprets us, and it's not our job to make them understand, as much as we'd like to. Also, opinions of my guests are obviously theirs, and I happen to have a very special guest today, someone I've known since she was just a little girl. She was a very talented, intelligent, I would say somewhat introspective child who grew to be a fascinating woman, who's not afraid to challenge some of the societal constructs that restrict and stigmatize so many people. I hope you find Becky's recent experience as informative and interesting as I did. Hi, Becky. Welcome to Jewel Says. I'm really excited to talk to you about what it is you're doing. It's something I know nothing about.
Hi. I'm excited to talk about it, too. There's a lot of stigma around the kind of work that I do or any sort of sex work that anybody does. I love being able to talk about it with people because I just think that helps, you know, remove some of that stigma, just because talking to a normal person that, you know, normal person that
a muggle.
I don't know what that is.
In what Harry is Potter terms, it's a person without magical powers.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess a good starting point is, what is it that you do? Because I'd really be interested in hearing a bit about what it is you do.
So what I do is live cam shows. Mm-hmm. So there's a site. So the site is called Chatterbait. Mm-hmm. And it is set up where there are a bunch of different people streaming live. And you would go to a front page and see a bunch of thumbnails of different rooms. And then you choose like which room you want to go into. And
so a user would choose a room that they want to go into?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then like there are no fees to enter into the rooms or to use the site itself. But people, the users, would buy tokens and then they tip, you know, so that's how the money is made on sites like that. You perform live, whatever style that is. Like a lot of people have different styles of performing on there. Yeah, then people tip. But also you can set up a tip menu. So if people want to see certain things during your show, that you've already determined, like you've already determined that menu and set the prices of those things, then they would tip a certain amount of tokens.
Okay. So you're a performer, and this is this mm-hmm. one of the sites you use, or one of the main ones, or one of a few?
This is the only streaming site that I use.
Okay.
I do have an OnlyFans account also, but it's more of a way for, I guess, my fans, people who see, who watch my shows or like my live shows, for them to keep in contact with me or request custom videos or photos or something like that.
Okay.
Or just, yeah.
So one sort of feeds off the other?
Right.
Okay.
I'm not really crazy about OnlyFans just because of the way that they have it set up where they don't really promote. If you people don't already know who you are, you won't get new followers on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
There's no hashtags. There's no nothing like that on that site. So that's why, unless people already know, then you won't get any fans. It's good for celebrities, but not for someone like me that isn't, you know, very popular or very well known or anything like that. Just so all of my OnlyFans people come from my live shows. Or the other thing that I have is I do have a Pornhub channel, which I use as advertising pretty much, because I'll take screen recordings from my live shows and then, you know, take excerpts from those and put those up as videos on my Pornhub channel.
Okay.
And so people see that and then they come to my live shows or they get my OnlyFans or, you know, something
okay.
like that. But also I get paid for the views on Pornhub. So
okay.
It's a nice supplementary sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like getting paid to advertise the way that I have it set up. Like I don't just make videos for Pornhub. It's
right.
Just,
so the live shows, tell us a bit more about what you do, what kind of preparation.
So this is going to be a lot. The type of live show that I do is really based around toys, remotely controlled toys. Mm-hmm. That's how I encourage people to tip me, because when they tip me, their tips activate my toys.
Oh,
so okay. It's more interactive, and like a lot of people, and especially in the beginning or the earlier days of sites like that, like Chatterbait, has been around for a while. I think it's probably, if not the most popular one, it's one of the most popular ones. So in the earlier days, there would be just, you know, you would think of the cam model is just sitting in front of her cam, you know, and you're talking to her or something. Like, I can't, like, when I'm streaming, I can't see people. I can't hear them, mm-hmm. but they can chat. So they can see me and hear me, but I can't see or hear them.
Okay.
Which is nice, too.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to hear them.
I don't want to hear them.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to see them either.
Nope.
I'm good. Yeah. But there's a company called Lovence, which is a Singapore-based company that makes sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a lot of remotely controlled toys, like either for long-distance relationships, you know, so you can use an app and control your partner's toy with the app. But also they've kind of partnered themselves with the camming community to be able to offer, you know, that controlling function for the models to use during their shows. So at first it was just, you know, one toy, and then they've definitely developed like a bunch of different toys. And there is an actual, I'll call it a sex machine, which is just a thrusting machine that, you know, you put a dildo on the end of.
Yeah.
So it, when I, and I have one of these machines, this is why I'm going into all this detail. So my show is very much just based around this thrusting machine. I make sort of a POV type shot, And because it's more and more interactive, the people that are viewing, the people that are tipping, get more of an experience. Like, it's almost more of like a virtual reality feeling to it mm-hmm. than just like sitting and watching somebody like strip on a screen or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people, they would tip you from a menu and that activates remote sex toys?
Mm-hmm. They don't have to use my menu. Like the menu, I'll give you an example. Let's say, well, there are certain patterns that can be triggered with these toys. So if they wanted this specific pattern, then it would be this many tokens or, you know, like that's the menu is set up like that.
Okay.
Or let's say they wanted you to say their name or something. Like I would have a tip in my tip menu. If then I would know what to do too, you know, where it's like, of course I come up with what I want to be tipped for. Like there's,
yeah,
it's not like they just tell me what to do and I just do whatever they want me to do. It's like I set up the tip menu and what I'm willing to do or, you know, what's allowed in my room. And then if they like that, then they will stay and they will tip. Or if they don't, they will go. There's, you know, hundreds, thousands of other rooms. So, yeah.
You must have to costume up and, you know, the video quality prep and all of that.
Definitely. It's better. So, you know, the higher quality that you have that you're streaming at is better for you. So like I do stream in high def. I think I stream at 1080 though, not 4K. Mm-hmm. You need to have a really good internet connection and lots of like a powerful enough computer. Some people just use their laptops and they can still make money, but I find that, you know, the better it looks, the, you know, and the more reliable your connection too, especially if people are tipping, you know, you don't want it to cut out all the time or like get pixelated and stuff.
Do you set up special lighting and stuff like that as well?
Yep. Yeah, I have, I actually have a studio room in my house that I've just set up kind of permanently because I do have quite a bit of equipment. Like for,
that's good. You know, yeah, it's quite a production.
Big monitor. Yeah. Like I can send you a picture, a little video or something of the studio room.
Because the logistics sound intimidating to me. I know I sometimes have to do audition self-tapes. And I find that enough of a pain. I have a ring light and I have a camera. And I mean, I'm not trying to get specific angles. I'm just trying to do a dead-on audition.
Yeah.
And I find that tedious. So I can't even imagine getting into the production of what you're doing.
When I first started, I was trying to always change things up. Plus, I like making things. I'm a creative person. You know, I was kind of excited about being able to, I can try this and let's try this shot in these angles. And I did have a couple different cameras where I could do like a picture in picture. So like you could have different angles so that people could see at the same time. And what I found was like, it was more fun and I guess more stimulating for me personally, but it didn't make me as much money. So I found something that really works for me. I have a target audience that I found works for me. And that's just basically if you stray from that, usually it doesn't help. Because I'm always thinking, they must be bored by this by now. You know, like I am kind of, but then it's like, but this is what works. And usually when I stray from it, it doesn't work as well.
Huh. And how about costumes?
See, that's another thing. Because I, you know, I had all these different clothes, like different lingerie or different, all these different looks. And I wear wigs too, mostly because when I started, I had a shaved head.
Yeah.
So I just wore wigs because I thought that was more feminine or whatever, would appeal to more people generally. But now I just stick with it. I was changing them up, but I found like some wigs worked better than others. So I just stick with one. And I personally, my costume, I wear like thigh high stockings and I wear high heels. and that's pretty much all I wear now.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, like it's either nude or those things usually.
Well, that's so, usually what men would like their wives to wear when they're doing their housework or cooking dinner. So, I mean, it makes sense. Makes sense. You know, why waste money on lingerie when they just look at you and go, yeah, that's nice. Take it off.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm curious about, and I think people would be interested in, is how you got into it. I think for a lot of people, it just wouldn't necessarily occur to them. It wouldn't have occurred to me.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have occurred to me either. It's strange in one way. I didn't even know that camming was a thing, really, before I started, like not long before I started. I wasn't even really aware of it. And then a friend of mine just mentioned it to me. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, it was just a passing sort of thing. And when COVID lockdowns happened, I lost my job. I was working in a cardio kickboxing place.
Oh.
And so it was shut down.
Yeah.
And I was living in Toronto at the time. And it was expensive to live there. And so I don't even know why I started or how it, I just did. I was like, I'm going to try doing this and see what happens. And then I tried it. And in the beginning, it was very, like, I wasn't making very much money at all. But after, you know, trial and error, then I realized, like, oh, I can actually make decent money doing this, and I don't have to work very much, you know, actually be at work very much. I can work from my home. It's not really affected by any sort of lockdowns or anything like that. And it's so safe too, you know, and I don't have to see these people. I don't have to talk to these people.
And they don't know where you are, and they don't know your real identity.
No.
There's safety in that. Did you feel weird about it at first? Because, well, I know that you have a history, a very diverse history in performance art. So that probably really helped because, as you said earlier, you're naturally a very creative person anyway. And you've never been the kind of person who, being a conformist was never important to you. From what I know of you.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also, you know, nudity in performing doesn't bother me. You know, I've done it before.
Yeah. So that probably
for
helped.
Gallery things. So yeah, it wasn't really an issue. And I think really the big thing is the fact that I'm just in my home. I feel pretty comfortable. And because I don't see the people, like, because I often think, you know, I don't think I would be able to, you know, be a stripper in a strip club or something. I don't know if I could do that just because, you know, you're right there. The other person is, like, the other people are right there. You can see them. You can smell them. You know what I mean? You can hear their. This is like, I don't know if I would be able to do that. But because I'm just so comfortable, oftentimes I don't know. It's just, it's easier because it's almost just like I'm. You know, just kind of, it feels more like I'm performing than than being in a situation. If that makes sense.
Right. And I'm sure the gallery performances wouldn't have felt the same as being an exotic dancer on a stage would have felt either, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times the patrons for those types of performances are into the meaning of the performance. They're not usually anyway looking for titillation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that you're comfortable with your body because we all have a body. And so many of us are just not comfortable with our bodies, which is, that is a social construct.
And I've definitely become more comfortable with my body doing this. Even just for me, I think you probably know this, but I always felt very awkward about my own femininity. And I thought that it was like to participate in stereotypically feminine behaviors was silly, maybe, or, you know, like not something for me because I'm not that kind of a person or something. But I really, really enjoyed just exploring that I started exploring it because of doing this work, and it's made me enjoy and kind of learn more about myself in that way. And also, like, the biggest thing is the non-judgment, you know, and learning how to be like easier on yourself, but also easier on other people, because it's like, you know, I definitely find myself not being as judgmental of other people as I was before. And
I didn't know you were judgmental before. Hmm. I knew you probably judged yourself very critically. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that extended necessarily.
Yeah, no.
You were very generous.
Definitely extended. Because, you know, you're judgmental of yourself. And so you're always kind of comparing yourself to other people.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was doing anyway. Like, I still do, obviously. But not like I'm totally free from,
yeah. I mean, I compare myself to other people too, but only in the criticism of myself, which is very unhealthy, very unhealthy. Like, I want to look physically like a 21-year-old girl.
I know.
And that's stupid. And that's stupid. It's sort of like, I will say to myself, oh my God, I wish I looked like that in my jeans. And then my follow-up self-talk is, well, she doesn't have any grandchildren. So, I mean, it's bananas, but I think a lot of us do that to ourselves to some extent. So in your experience, this whole thing has actually given you a healthier perspective on self-image and judgment.
Yeah, no, that's the thing that I like most about it, I think, is that part. And being more comfortable with myself, like I said, with the whole being able to be more feminine and just like relax about, you know, it's
okay to be uber feminine.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay to like what you like, you know, and just like, if it's silly, it doesn't even matter. It's okay. It's okay to be silly. Sometimes.
One of the things I love about drag performance is the celebration of exaggerated femininity.
Mm-hmm.
I love that because society is always telling us that femininity is bad. It's that femininity is not a good quality, that we're being shallow and stupid if we want to look pretty or have feminine traits. Feminine traits are regarded by society as less than. And I think that's wrong, because a lot of feminine, they're not necessarily weaker, but they're classified as weaker because they're attributed to femininity.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other discussion.
Don't want to look pretty, but buy all of these things, please.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole other discussion. Speaking of judgment, I'm not sure if you have felt judgment from, I'll say, muggles or civilians or people who have no comprehension of what the sex industry is about.
Yes. yes, a lot.
Do you find that you try not to say what you do for a living because of that? And have you had any specific examples of how people have negatively reacted to what you do for a living?
I do, like, I don't introduce myself, you know, as being a sex worker.
Yeah.
But I don't lie about it either because, well, I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be ashamed of who I am. And it is like a part of who I am. And because it has been such a positive experience for me. And I think it's important that what I do, the type of sex work that I do, is safe, but so much of what other people are doing out there is so dangerous. And the reason why it is dangerous is because of the stigma and because of the criminalization of it. And that's what we need to stop. And I think it's really important. And, you know, not hiding it is probably the first step, because there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? If more people can see that it's not this like dirty, you know, shady thing, you know, then maybe the people that do it can do it safely. And I won't go off on that right now, but.
But I think it's an important point, because sexuality is a part of who we are as human beings. We're sexual beings, unless we're asexual. And that's, I guess, a form of sexuality. And we shouldn't feel shame about it, in my opinion. Anything that is truly done with adults that has full consent, that has full consent. And coercion is not consent. Desperation, financial desperation, is really not consent. Those things are not consent. And I think that's one of the fundamental issues with the sex industry. And if you are in a monogamous relationship and your partner isn't comfortable with you going to one of these streaming services or watching pornography, then that's a discussion between you and your partner. So, you know, I think that's the important thing. I don't think there should be shame around it. Have you ever heard of a comedian called Sarah Pascoe?
The name sounds slightly familiar, but yeah, I can't think of.
She's a UK comedian, and she's written a book called Sex, Power, Money, which is interesting. And she's a comedian, so it's written in a very light way about how the sex industry has been demonized and why. And it's just interesting. I mean, I'm not going to be able to nutshell it, but it's there are people who are really working hard to dispel some of the myths around the industry as a whole. And what you're doing isn't meeting some John on a corner and bringing him into a private home. I mean, that's dangerous for so many reasons.
So dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So many people get, you know, raped, robbed,
killed.
Killed. Yeah. 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 And and sick too, because, you know,
diseases.
There's a lot of risk, a lot of risk.
Yeah, a lot of risk. Anything else you would like to share about your experience, about the work in general, or any tips for someone who's thinking of getting into it? Anything?
I think that it's a great thing to do if you can do it, you know, if you don't have a problem with doing it, if you can even enjoy it, you know, then I think that it's a great thing, because, like I've said already, just the safety and being able to, you know, be your own boss, figure out what works. It's satisfying too, to be able to make it work yourself. You know, you do a little, let's say, market research by trying different things, and then like, okay, you know, streamlining the whole thing so that, like, right now I really only work like under 10 hours a week.
Wow.
But I'm still making, you know, way more than I ever would have. Well, I left high school just after grade 10. So like all of my jobs have just been minimum wage jobs, and also having, you know, kind of severe obsessive compulsive disorder, which has interfered with my ability to keep a job because it affects my attendance. like my ability to go leave my house sometimes and go to work. So if I didn't have something like this where I could be my own boss and, like, you know, be in control of all of these things and make my own schedule and have, you know, have a flexible schedule like that, then I would be making not even part-time money. I wouldn't be able to support myself, pretty much, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Let me know where people can find you, and I'll also include links to whatever sites for people to look for you. You can be contacted how?
Yeah, you can contact me on Instagram or through my Pornhub channel or my Chatterbait.
Okay.
So, or OnlyFans. But okay. Yeah, so those are only.
Also, I've been advised by some loved ones that I should have an OnlyFans account for feet. my feet are my best feature. I wouldn't even know where to begin, but I could also have friends' feet, you know. So we joke and laugh about it. But I'm kind of thinking, after talking to you, maybe I should look into having some kind of foot content channel. And maybe you wouldn't mind advising me on that.
I would think that would be a great idea. Just to try it out. Like, it can't hurt. But exactly. I wouldn't go OnlyFans. I would try Fansly. It's a newer, it's like OnlyFans where you have subscribers and you put content up there. But they do promote, and it's more of like they have hashtags where on the site, like on Instagram or something, when things are suggested for you and different things like that. So you would have way more success on a site like that than on OnlyFans, probably.
Fansly. Okay. Because you did say earlier that OnlyFans, you kind of already have to have the fans, and I don't have any fans.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, right. I'm going to give that some thought.
Do it.
I'll let you know if I do it.
Okay. Yeah.
I know you're not going to find Grandmother Julie's feet titillating in any way, but it'll be like, look what I've done. And you can be maybe you need to change the lighting and the angles on some of that. But
no.
Okay. No. Well, thank you so much for candidly sharing your experience with this. I hope this is one little thing that helps inform people about something that a lot of us just know nothing about. Mm-hmm. Thank you much.
Thank you for letting me talk about it, because, I love talking about it.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested in checking out Becky's performances, take a look at the episode details for more information. And, as always, if you have anything you'd like to ask or share, or if you'd like to be a guest on Jewel Says, maybe you have an interesting life experience that would intrigue or resonate with people, email me at jewelsays@gmail.com, jewelsays@gmail.com. I hope you have a happy, safe, fulfilling week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.